You are listening to Life Heritage Moments with international evangelist and Bible teacher Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Life Heritage Moments is a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. Each program is designed to encourage Christians to consider what it really means to be a Christian as it challenges them to transform words into deeds.
This is the second part of the message, Sex and the City. This week's message will again feature homosexuality, but first, some highlights from last week.
You see, if the truth were told, my brothers and sisters, the biggest addiction in the United States of America, yea, in the world, is not an addiction to alcohol, not an addiction to nicotine, not an addiction to drugs, it's an addiction to sex. And as a result, when we look at society, we see sexuality being expressed in deviant ways. Now, of course, the most prominent form of deviant sexuality that seems to be dominating the airwaves today is a type of sexuality that we know as homosexuality. And what's happened, the reason why it is becoming so acceptable in society with more people coming out the closet is that we say, well, we work with them and they're such nice people. Gay marriage in and of itself is an oxymoron. No, it's an absurdity. Notice we're talking common sense. I haven't even opened the Word of God yet about this. This is just common sense. Historically, a marriage between a man and a woman gave legal protection to the man, the wife, and the children. And don't get me wrong, I don't think anyone should be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation. However, please don't put it in the same category as my siblings and foreparents who fought for our equality in the United States of America. Let me tell you something. Not one of our people had to come out of the closet when they were born. Everybody knew who they were. And so we see people struggling with issues, and we want to be sensitive to that. But the fact of the matter is they're suffering with an addiction. Now, some of you all know what it means to be on the down low. Young men, a whole bunch of young black men, go to prison. In a cell with Brother Bubba, who rapes them at night. And somehow they grow attached to that feeling. And even when they come out of jail, although they may be with a woman every now and then, they go on the down low. Because something happened that got them addicted. I tell you, it's an addiction. And there are some churches, some so-called Christian churches, that want to endorse this behavior. Barack Obama's church is one, the United Church of Christ. For years, they've been ordaining gay clergy. The Anglican Church, the Church of England, is split right now. Because the liberals want to push their agenda forward. We have the New Hampshire Bishop, Gene Simmons, claiming he's in love with his boyfriend. The two of them claim they just got married. If he was so much at peace, why in the world did he try to commit suicide 2 years ago? But yet, many Christians want to change the scope of Christianity. want to promote the teaching of the Bible, which is the true teaching of the Bible, that God loves everyone. Yes, he does. He loves the straight person as well as he loves the homosexual. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. God does love everybody, but God has promised that the day is going to come when he's going to judge everybody. And so God's love for us is unquestionable. The question is, do we love him? And the Bible says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. If you love me, you're going to do what I say. If you love me, you're going to live your life to please me, even though sometimes it may be difficult. The Bible is clear, my brothers and sisters. I don't care what bishop or archbishop or priest or whoever says what. The Bible is clear that homosexuality, at least homosexual practice, is against the will of God. Now, I had to differentiate between homosexuality and homosexual practice because a person can be a homosexual in the terms that they may have the feelings of homosexuality. And so the sin is not that they're a homosexual, but the sin is that they practice homosexuality. It's just that some person may have a proclivity towards drinking. The sin is not that you may lack a drink. The sin is that you do drink and you do so excessively. Are you with me this evening? And so the Bible is very clear as God draws the line over here. In Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, what book did I say? Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. God says through Moses, don't lie with a what? With a man as with a woman. Do you need anything clearer than that? Don't lie with a man as with a woman. If you're taking notes tonight, you can have quite a few texts that you can go check me out on. It's clear. Don't lie with a man as you would with a woman. But somebody said that's Old Testament. And there are a number of other texts in the Old Testament. Well, let's get to the New Testament 1 second. We already saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, when Paul says practicing homosexuals would not inherit the kingdom of God. He's very, very clear. In fact, he says it in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. What book did I say? 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10, that homosexuality and other illicit sexual acts are contrary to sound doctrine. And the person who finds themselves engaged in such activity are subject to judgment. Some of us know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah there in Genesis chapter 19. Let's turn there very quickly. Genesis chapter 19, first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis. And here's a situation that I believe prefaces what our world is becoming. Because we're moving into an age where anything goes. In fact, many of those men on the down low would fight you if you call them homosexual. They tell you they're not homosexual, they just like to experiment every now and then. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, with movies like Broke Heart Mountain out there, sensitivities and sensibilities are being broken down. But let me tell you where our society is going. Verse 4 of Genesis chapter 19. Have mercy. Angels came to visit Lot in a town called Sodom. And the Bible says, now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young. Because you need to understand, there are some men, the first time they were introduced to homosexuality is when they were a choir boy in the choir, and the both old and young. All the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight?" Understand, they weren't there to throw a welcoming party. This was a gala association. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. And then they say, "Bring them out to us that we may know them." Now, know in the Bible, used in this sense, the Hebrew term is yada. Turn to your neighbor and say yada. The Hebrew term to know means to know intimately. They had already turned out every young boy in the city. And now these new men come and they want to rape them. So Lot, listen to this now, went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly." But remember, we're talking about an addiction here. And then Lot does something which in and of itself is sinful. He says, "See now, I have two daughters who have not known men." Two virgin daughters here. "Please, let me bring them to you." Now, I'm sure if R. Kelly was in the crowd, he probably would have said yes. "And you may not do them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason that they have come under the shadow of my roof." And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one came to stay here, when he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." In other words, Lot, we've let you off up to this point, but we're not only going to rape them, we're going to rape you too. Or you think this can't happen in this society? Do I need to remind you of that Haitian man who was just sodomized by the New York City police officers? Do I need to tell you that in London, England, the place of my birth, there are gangs of homosexuals who roam the underground at night, prying on young men, and when they see them alone, they will jump on them and rape them? Yes, in 2008. When you get to the point where your mind is so depraved that you lust after the same sex, there is no depth that you won't sink to.
Thanks for listening to Life Heritage Moments. We invite you to email your comments to radio@lifeheritage.org. Please visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org, where you can listen to other programs and view the other services of Life Heritage Ministries. If you wish to partner in this ministry, you may make a secure donation on our webpage, or you can send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Don't forget to tune in again next week, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.